This is an iHeart podcast.
The Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Email your questions in right now. Not tomorrow. Now. To Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. You can email him in tomorrow too, I guess. But do it now instead. We still have another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And I need to catch you up really quickly. We have a bunch of different places we're going to go. We're going to talk a little bit about election cheating tonight. I'm going to get some email roundup stuff in there. We're going to laugh about Mexico getting angry, about Americans coming there, military recruiting, a few different things. But I need to do something different. We're doing something different tonight. You know about the bad economic numbers. That's not news. We're officially in a recession. They're lying about it. They're calling it a transition. You got all that. I've said it before and I've said it again tonight. I think we are heading towards a really, really dark place economically. I know we're already in a bad place. I think it's going to get much, much worse. I think it's going to be Great Depression level bad. I do, at least for a few years. I do. Now, I've already explained why we are where we are. Now, allow me to explain why I think it's going to get so bad. The people who run the world, run the Western world. Let's focus on the West right now. Let's just focus on America, but you should understand what I'm about to describe describes the leaders of Europe. It describes them too. The people who run the United States of America, not just Joe Biden. It's Joe Biden, the entire Democratic Party. I'd say a quarter of the Republican Party, maybe the entire American media. The entirety of academia, I mean 90% of it, the people who run the Western world, they've never, ever been taught a genuine appreciation for the Western world because they're communist subversives and they were trained by communist subversives. Understand, most of them don't know they're communist subversives. They don't. They think they're Democrats or I'm being a liberal or just a lefty. They're actually communist subversives. They just don't know it. They were trained by communist subversives to despise America itself, to despise America's freedom. Now, we're not talking about one generation of this here. That would be bad enough, but that would be easier to overcome. We're talking about generations, plural, of this. Quick side story. It's going to be a side story, but it's going to apply. I was talking with a friend of mine here in the Houston area, actually a Houston cop. We were just gabbing. We were having a couple beers, just gabbing about life and the country and politics. And we were talking about some of the really, really rough areas of Houston, some very, very rough areas. And particularly, there's a couple black neighborhoods, black wards, they're wards here, that are just shockingly dangerous. The murder, rape, just it's really, really bad. Theft, it's really ugly. The drug use is through the roof. And we were talking about potential solutions. How can we solve this? How can we solve that? And what he said to me was this. He said, Jesse, you have to understand something. When you go online or you see the news and you see the video of two young black males, they jump some 90-year-old man, knock him out, kick him a few times in the head while he's down, and then grab all the money out of his wallet and leave, you're sitting there looking at that video and you see, oh, what animals? Who are these criminals? Let's get these thugs in prison forever. And he said, and you're not necessarily wrong, but he was explaining to me, he said, allow me to explain something to you. It's not just that what you're looking out there is a young man who didn't have parents that taught him anything. You know, you taught your kids, or maybe you're being taught, yes, ma'am, no, sir, please, thank you, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. He said, not only has that young man never been taught any of that, his mother was never taught that either. And her mother before that was never taught that either. And her mother before that was never taught that either. And he was not being mean. He wasn't trying to be mean. He was trying to be compassionate. He said, you have to understand, when you're at that many generations of no values, or, you know, violence and theft being the value system. He said, when you deal with them, you have to understand you're dealing with somebody who borderline isn't human anymore. And it's not even their fault. One generation. Look, if I raised my sons and I taught them, what's something awful? Sons, you know what you need to do? Hit women. As soon as you get a girlfriend or a wife, you just slap her around. Now, don't get me wrong. I'd break my son's hand if they ever slapped a woman. But if you hit women, what if that's what I taught my sons? That would be bad, right? That would be really bad. But that itself could probably be unlearned by them. They would go to church, talk to a friend. Hey, you don't hit your woman. What's wrong with you, man? You don't lay your hands on a woman. And that could maybe be unlearned. But what if I taught it to my sons and that was just their way of life? And then they taught it to their sons, and that was just their way of life. And then they taught it to their sons, and that's just their way of life. That snowball is growing as it goes downhill. That exact same concept applies to our leadership now. Our corporate leaders, our government leaders, the people who really run, our billionaires now. That same concept applies. It's not just that they despise the Western world and their freedoms. They hate you. They hate your freedoms. It's not just that. It's that they were taught by someone who hates you and your freedoms. And that person was taught by someone who hates you and your freedoms. And that person was taught. We're now generations into American hate, into Western hate, Western freedom hate, which would be bad enough, except when you factor in the fact the economy's already down, very, very down, suffering, I mean, drowning because of the COVID stuff. And now you take the generational American hatred and you put it in charge. That might not be something that can be overcome. I mean, I've played it before. I'll play it again. Yuri Bezmenov, this is from 1984, explained very well what I just described to you.
Demoralization, it takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism.
Headline, Manchin in a reversal agrees to quick action on a climate and tax plan. Before I play you the Joe Biden sound bites or talk about this climate stuff, I think you should probably hear from your commander-in-chief. And while you hear from your commander-in-chief, I want to make sure I explain something to you again. And I know you already know this, but I want you to be very, very crystal clear. The world, not just America, the entire planet runs on oil and gas and coal. Oil and gas in particular are seriously miracles from God. The entire standard of living of mankind, all of mankind, can be divided pre-oil and post-oil. It's not just your car, your plane, your boat. It's not just the heating and cooling in your home. Look around you. Everything in your life uses oil and gas. Either the ingredient itself is in it to make it, or it uses oil and gas to produce the actual, or to run the actual factory that makes it. Even your stupid solar panels, they make it. Medicines, food. Why do you think they're screaming about fertilizer? That's because all this stuff is in there. I need you to be crystal clear on this. And I actually don't care if you believe in the idiocy of man-made climate change. If you believe in carbon, it's the enemy and all those things. It doesn't matter whether you believe that or not. I'm actually not making an argument right now that's opinionated. It is a fact. The world as it stands right now, all of it, it runs on oil and gas. It does. Oil and gas is humanity right now. Humanity rests on oil and gas, runs on oil and gas. Once you understand that, then you will understand why I'm about to tell you what I'm about to tell you. Now, before I tell you that, let's discuss your health really quickly. Because remember, whenever everything seems out of control and doom and gloom and ugly, and I know this is ugly stuff we talk about, we need to focus more on ourselves, our neighbors, our communities, our personal health. When I tell you about Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the greatest air purifier ever, I don't suggest it just because it makes the house smell amazing, although that's what it does because it takes the odors out of the air. I tell you that because it kills the viruses and mold. You have constant viruses and mold in the air. They just are. You breathe those in. Eden Pure Thunderstorm kills them. Why do you think that house smells so good? I remember when I first bought mine, I thought it was ridiculous how small it was. I didn't think it would work. It worked so great, I promptly ran out and bought two more. Because of that, that's why they sell the three packets, because I went out and bought two more. They have a three-pack for sale for my listeners. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. That's Jesse in the number 3. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3, gets you a three-pack for $200 off.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to finish this thought because it's been a long, dark slog through where we're going. And then we are going to move on. We're going to get to emails, Mexico, the military, election cheating. Boy, do I have some audio for you on election cheating and more. But just again, I set all this up to tell you as the economy's in a dark place. You know this. It's already in a very, very dark place. The world itself runs on oil and gas. And that's not an opinion. I don't care about your opinion on it. What I just told you is a fact. It runs, the world runs on it. And again, it's beyond your car or your plane. Just look around you. It's an ingredient, a central ingredient, and most of the things you use, that cell phone in your hand, it's made with oil. The world runs with oil and gas. It runs on it. It is a critical, it is human survival at this point in time. These communist subversives who have taken over all of the Western world, this goes way beyond Biden. Biden's included in that. These communist subversives, at a point in time when our economies are all down and out, they have declared war on the energy source that makes humanity go, and they're on the verge of passing yet another bill that not only will raise taxes on corporations at a point in time when corporations are about to start firing people en masse because the money's not coming in, it also prints even more money to throw more money at industries that aren't even there yet.
The bill would be the most significant legislation in history to tackle the climate crisis and improve our energy security right away. It'll give us a tool to meet the climate goals that are set, that we've agreed to, by cutting emissions and accelerating clean energy, a huge step forward.
Just real quickly, I'm going to let him keep going. He's still got another minute 30. Cutting emissions. You've probably been so drowned in propaganda that you actually think that's a good thing. I don't want emissions. No emissions. They're talking about reducing carbon. When they say cutting emissions, you interpret that as, no more smokestacks. They're talking about you. You are emissions. Understand that what you're breathing out right now is carbon. Understand that these people, they think what you're breathing out right now is ending the planet. They have to get you to stop breathing it out. What exactly do you think their plan is to get you to stop breathing carbon? Stop and think.
Fourth, this bill requires the largest corporations to begin to pay toward their fair share by putting in place a 15% corporate minimum tax. Now, I know you've never heard me say this before. It will come as a shock to you, but 55 of the Fortune 500 companies paid no federal income tax in 2020. I know you only heard me say that about 10,000 times. But the fact is, they paid no taxes on an income, collective income, over $40 billion. Well, guess what? This bill ends that. It's because they're going to have to pay a minimum of 15% tax on that $40 billion or whatever the number turns out to be. Fifth, this package will reduce the federal deficit by over $300 billion. Already on my watch, deficits come down my first year by $350 billion.
Just a heads up, once again, as I explained earlier in the show, the deficit came down because of all the idiotic COVID spending that all of a sudden that spending ended. Joe Biden didn't do anything to reduce the deficit.
And a record $1.7 trillion at the end of this fiscal year. Now, this bill is going to keep that progress going. Yes, I'll say it again. This legislation will bring down the deficit. Bring down the deficit.
We're going to tax and spend our way to reducing the deficit. Yeah, sure. Anyway, he keeps going.
Sixth point I want to make is this bill will not raise tax on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. And I promise, a promise I made during the campaign and one which that I've kept. Now, look, I know it can be sometimes seem like nothing gets done in Washington. I know it never crossed any of your minds, but.
And you know what they're calling it? The Inflation Reduction Act.
And just last week, as I said, it's called the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. Some of you will see a lot of similarities between the beginning of the Build Back Better initiative. It's not all of it, but we've moved a long way.
All it is his idiotic Build Back Better climate change bill pared down to something they think they're going to pass. One last thing. You do remember Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York. You remember that he murdered 15,000 of his own citizens, right? You do remember that. Just again, quick refresher.
Janice Dean reports the weather at Fox News Channel. But since 2020, she's been thrust into the political spectrum after losing her mother and father-in-law to COVID. Both were in nursing homes in 2020. Some of the 15,000 New Yorkers who lost their lives to COVID after state policies forced hospital patients still sick with the virus back into nursing homes.
These people are not above mass murder. Please understand, these people are not above mass murder. You like to convince yourself you're living in a very civilized, different country. This is America. We're not like Russia over here. New York just murdered over 15,000 of its own citizens, and not a single person went to jail for it. In fact, nobody even got a slap on the wrist for it. Oh, Andrew Cuomo's gone. Andrew Cuomo's gone because Letitia James and Kathy Hochul wanted to be governor and didn't want him there anymore. So they found a bunch of women who said Cuomo grabbed their butts, and they got him to come forward and testify and ran him out of office. They don't give a crap about 15,000 New Yorkers dead. It is important you understand the mentality of the people who run the West. When I talk about a billion people dying from these climate change policies, I need you to understand that's not over the top. I'm underselling it. Underselling it. The climate change people themselves have admitted several times billions of people will need to die in order to get some sort of maintenance out there. These people, even your nice-sounding college-educated American liberals, yes, even your governor, your mayor, your congressman, your senator, your president, these people are more than capable and willing of mass murder. That's what they are. Until you understand and accept these people are trying to kill the economy and, frankly, trying to kill us, then you will never fully understand what you're dealing with, and you will never be able to overcome it. It's just a fact. We're going to get to some emails and election cheating. Man, I have some audio that is amazing. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, I got to admit, I just flat out don't like that song. It's not... No. Hold on. I love Metallica, okay? You know I love Metallica. I've seen Metallica in concert. I don't like that song because it's not a good song. I honestly, this is... No, I know I may have. I don't think I did put it on the list, Chris. I think you made that up. I think I put Metallica on the list. And then you, I think you intentionally sought out the worst Metallica songs and you put those on the list. Now, here's another reason why I don't like it. It reminds me of that crappy hate metal that BK plays every time he comes on the show. Look, I don't mind metal and I don't mind hard music. I mean, I went to Kid Rock, Korn, Metallica, Power Man 5000, System of a Down. I've been to these concerts, right? I like metal. But it has to still be music. That's not music. That's music. That's music. Okay, well, you can't play the crappiest part of the song and then act like I'm wrong. Okay, I understand that's the same song. That's at least music. Why are you so mad? At least play music if you're mad. That's not music. Okay, anyone? I can get up and shout into the microphone. We're moving on, Chris. You know what? You know what I need? I need Maria Salazar. She always brings me up.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Chris asked an interesting question during the break. He brought up the Clintons because he had dug up the old Hillary Clinton, what difference does it make, audio, which, I mean, gosh, that woman. Ugh.
At this point, does it make?
Chris, you totally cut off the beginning of that, and then we missed it. Now we're just left wondering, do you think maybe you could play the whole clip so we could? Thanks, Chris.
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
Quick reminder, if you'd like to actually hear the truth about what happened in Benghazi, there's a book out there you've never read. I didn't write it. I'm not friends with the author. In fact, the author is dead now. He ended up getting killed. If you want to know the real truth about it, go read the book Zero Footprint from a guy who was actually physically there. It's not a wonder that book never got any play in the American media. It does not paint a very flattering image of America's foreign policy and the reason Benghazi happened. But anyway, Chris asked me, he said, were the Clintons these communist subversives too? Yes and no. Hillary Clinton has a long, long history. You can go back to Hillary Clinton's college days. Hillary Clinton has a long history of being a vile anti-American communist subversive. She does. Bill, not so much. Bill, I mean, we all know what Bill was in it for, right? I mean, we all know what Bill was in it for. If you don't believe me, ask Monica. Everyone knows what Bill was in it for. All right, we got to get to some emails after we hear from Peter Ducey talking to Corinne Diversity Hire.
Why is it the White House officials are trying to redefine recession?
No, we're not redefining recession.
If we all understand a recession to be two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth in a row, and then you have White House officials come up here to say, no, 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 that's not what a recession is. It's something else. How is that not redefining recession?
Because that's not the definition. That is not the definition.
Brian Deese said in 2008, of course, economists have a technical definition, which is of a recession, which is two consecutive quarters of negative growth.
I can tell you
this. And yesterday he said two negative quarters of GDP growth is not the technical definition of a recession.
It is not. It is not.
Why did he say that?
It is not. I can speak to what he said yesterday in front of all of you, which is the last thing that you just repeated. There are many factors. There are many factors, economic factors and indicators to consider. And I will say that the textbook definition of recession is not two negative quarters of GDP.
The sky is green. You remember my sky is green theory? The sky is green. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, by the way. Ask me anything the entire 3 hours. They're your emails. They're your emails. Email them into jesse@jessekellyshow.com and email them in now. There's no guests. There's no calls. Although that's pretty standard. We didn't have guests or calls last night. We didn't have guests or calls tonight. That's pretty standard, but the questions are not. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Switching gears here. Military recruiting numbers are the lowest since the Vietnam War. The lowest since the Vietnam War. I'm going to read you an email. And I've talked to you a lot about the soft purge of the U.S. military. I came up with that. I know it's probably actually terrible and not very good, but it still conveys what I want. A hard purge of the military is like the vaccine mandate. That's a hard purge. All right, everyone that's in the military, take what I told you to take or get out. And so now you have all these, you know, ideological opponents of the president. That's who would be someone who wouldn't take the vaccine. They're all getting out. So that's a hard purge. The soft purge is different. There are two parts to the soft purge. First part is studs who are going to join, but see all this woke filth, all the trans anti-white filth vaccine mandate stuff, and instead they do something else. I told you earlier in the week about the Division I hockey player, a dream of being a Navy SEAL. He's moved on to the corporate world already. He's gone. We already lost him because of all this stuff, because of this stuff here.
This is the story of a soldier who operates your nation's Patriot missile defense systems. It begins in California with a little girl raised by two moms. I also marched for equality. I like to think I've been defending freedom from an early age. Sure, I'd spent my life around inspiring women. But what had I really achieved on my own? One of my sorority sisters was studying abroad in Italy. Another was climbing Mount Everest. I needed my own adventures, my own challenge. And after meeting with an army recruiter, I found it. A way to prove my inner strength and maybe shatter some stereotypes along the way.
Marching for equality with my two moms. That's how the U.S. Army is recruiting now. Would you like to hear the second part of the soft purge of the military? The first one is the super studs. They don't join at all. This is the second part. Jesse, I saw your quote about the hockey player not joining the military. I just turned down a promotion to Sergeant Major in Special Operations after having graduated the Special Operations Senior Enlisted Academy and already having been selected to promote. Instead, I'm retiring and moving to the private sector. I wore the flag in combat and fought the enemies of our nation. Now, it doesn't feel the same. The flag doesn't look the same to me anymore. Every man I know, having started my career in Special Operations in 2006, is gone or going as fast as possible. Every man for himself. Now the only thing I serve is the self-interest of my family and my personal wealth and growth. I was prepared to do 10 to 20 more years happily. I didn't need the military. It needed me. I moved to data science and have a new career as a data engineer, and I love it. I'm going to finish reading that. In fact, I'm going to read the whole thing again because there are some more sentences. I'm going to do it in a second, but I wanted to stop there, and I want you just to brew on that. 2006. Guy has been tip of the spear since 2006. He's now a data engineer. Now you know what the second part of the soft purge is, don't you? And now you understand why I say we are in very deep trouble because of the anti-American communist subversives who are trying to make sure we're in trouble. Do you have your emergency food supply? Do you have it? What do you have? Do you know what to get? If you don't, that's fine. You don't need to stress. It's my job to help bring you the tools as I find them. My Patriot Supply is a gold mine. My favorite thing about it is they have an emergency 3-month food supply already ready for you. It's not like you have to stress anything. I'm not sure about this or that. They have the 3-month supply ready for you. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. That'll get you $150 off a 3-month food kit. $150 off. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Get an emergency 3-month supply for yourself now.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
Good to my soul. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and you're right, Chris. It doesn't need to be a nine-minute song. The good parts of that song are so good, and then there's something about musicians. I mean, they're naturally weird people anyway, unlike us, but they're naturally weird people anyway. Sometimes they feel like we want to hear an eight-minute guitar riff. Unless it's Freebird, I don't want to hear an eight-minute guitar riff really ever. It's like, you know what? You know who else does this? Writers. The other day, we read an article, where we didn't read the article. I'd never do that to you. But there was an article in the New York Times about Ray Epps, the guy who's seen on camera encouraging people to go into the Capitol on January 6th and mysteriously isn't arrested or even being investigated. But anyway, what shocked me most about the article was not that the communist New York Times would do a puff piece on the obvious Fed who made January 6th happen. It's not that. The most shocking thing about the article was Michael printing it off for me. And it was seriously, I mean, I don't want to waste paper or I'd tell you to do it again. I think it was like 19 pages long. It was something like 10,000 words. How self-important as a writer do you have to be to sit down and type out a 10,000-word article? What, Chris? No, you don't get paid per word. You don't get... Well, I take that back. Look, my window into getting paid to write was very, very, very slim. I guess there were times... No, I got paid for a piece. Now, a piece had to be a certain length, and there was no real... I mean, there wasn't any real money in it, but they weren't paying per word. And besides, a big publication like the New York Times would not be paying per word. That's just somebody sitting down and thinking, someone actually cares about what I say a lot. 10,000 words? Nobody's sitting down to read 10,000 words. Gosh. All right, back to this. Look, I'm reading the whole thing again. Because the soft purge of the military is real. It's happening right now. And it's awful. Jesse, I saw your quote about the hockey player not joining the military. I just turned down a promotion to Sergeant Major in Special Operations after having graduated the Special Operations Senior Enlisted Academy and already had been selected to promote. Just to pause real quick, for those who do not understand, Sergeant Major is the highest rank you can achieve as an enlisted guy. There's the enlisted side and then there's the officer side. As an enlisted guy, the Sergeant Major is the highest rank you can achieve. This guy has spent his entire career as a sergeant major. 2006, as you'll hear when we get a little further down. Do you have any idea how much institutional knowledge and wisdom someone who's spent 16 years, in special operations, do you have any idea the knowledge he has that is now gone? The knowledge he has that could be passed down to others that is now gone? Those losses are unquantifiable. Moving on here. Instead, I'm retiring and moving to the private sector. I wore the flag into combat and fought the enemies of our nation. Now it doesn't feel the same. The flag doesn't look the same to me anymore. Every man I know, having started my career in special operations in 2006, is gone or going as fast as possible. Every man for himself. Now the only thing I serve is the self-interest of my family and my personal wealth and growth. I was prepared to do 10 to 20 more years happily, but I didn't need the military. It needed me. Who's been telling you, by the way, quick side note, who's been telling you these cops, these tip-of-the-spear guys in the military are talented, intelligent people with options? They don't have to be there. Moving on. I moved to data science and have a career as a data engineer, and I love it. And for the first time, I feel free now. Now that I don't have to wonder what new conflict the next idiotic politician will begin. My wife spent half our marriage alone. He said, 15 years, we made it. By the way, that is saintly. That's awesome. And my children grew without me. Now looking back, it just seems silly. But I joined to serve a different nation than the one that exists now. Am I dramatic? Don't know. Don't care either. Best of luck. Semper Fi, my brother. And you have nothing but my unending gratitude for a lifetime of service, for all that time with your kids and your wife that you never get back, especially your kids. Your wife, you can make up that time. You know, the kids, that time doesn't come back. Instead, special operations since 2006. Do you have any idea how much blood and guts that guy has seen? How much time away from home, all that knowledge? All it took. All it took was a military spitting in that guy's face, and now he's gone and doesn't feel bad about it at all. And that's the soft purge of the U.S. military. And you heard what he said. He's not alone. I get these emails all the time. Jesse, I'm an Army Ranger. I'm gone. Jesse, I'm Force Recon. I'm gone. Jesse, wrapping up my time in the SEALs, was going to enlist. I'm gone. These are the super studs you can't replace. They don't make many of those guys. You know, they make a bunch of guys like me, just normal people. They don't make many of those guys. And those guys, they don't want to go to orientation to find out how bad white people suck. They don't want to hear about your pronouns. They don't care that you had two moms. Those guys will simply leave because they're talented, talented people with options, and they'll go do something else. Speaking of special operations, you know what the Green Berets use to train? They do a bunch of things to train. Do you know what the Green Berets use to train? Mantis X. Yes, that same Mantis X you hopefully have already purchased and you're practicing in your home with it. You should know every time you strap that thing on your weapon and practice in your home, Green Berets are practicing with it too. Makes you feel good, right? Talk about training, how the pros train. A Mantis X attaches to your weapon and allows you to practice inside your home. You will improve. It's more than target practice. They will give you guidance. They will give you feedback. They will put you through drills. You want to get good? You can get good in the comfort of your home without firing a shot if you get a Mantis X system. Go to MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. Here's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. I can't imagine why the studs are all getting out.
Yeah. Hey, the Commander-in-Chief, you got an assault going on the capital of the United States of America. And there's nothing. No call. Nothing. Zero.
That's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs complaining about Donald Trump and January 6th. Which brings me to a very important point. I have some audio about, well, you know what, Chris? Yes, play that part too. Play the white rage part. It's amazing special operations guys don't want to serve under this.
You said the words white rage.
Yeah, I said I'm not going to discuss it right now. I think it's a very complicated topic, and we don't have the time to go into the nuance of it right this minute. I can do that later. I'll be happy to do that later. But right now is not a good time to do that.
Guess our special operations guys don't feel like examining their white rage. I guess that's not why they joined. Anyway, switching gears. One of the great ways to tell if your favorite radio host, TV host, writer, whoever is way too deep in the political bubble is when you ask them about the election and election cheating and election integrity. You see, everyone who resides in D.C. or wants to reside in D.C., they all tell you, that's ridiculous. Quit being a conspiracy theorist. Or they say this, and this is what murders me. They say this, there's no evidence. There's been no evidence. It's been debunked. That's debunked. Do you want to hear some absolutely jaw-dropping audio you can play for your friend who says to you, that's been debunked? I'll give you that audio. Just a second.
This is an iHeart podcast.